Filthy and Touch begins now.
If we play our cards right here at 11:15, we can get to a couple more calls.
Is that royalty free? I love that that song's royalty free.
No,
it is not.
We're not sure what we're doing at the top of hours just yet, but
we mute this on YouTube so they can't hear it. But it's Andy Grammer. If you'd ever like to sing along for the YouTubers, they'd appreciate that. Yeah.
I did.
844-770-3776. We're going to take Reggie, Mo, and Mike here. But if you want to get in on a text portion of the Carbless Talking text line, Jesse will have one or two of those before we run out of show. Let's go back to the phones, though. Go down to Texas and talk to Reggie first. Reggie, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm calling from Beaumont. I know earlier you had a caller who was identified calling from Dallas, so I want to give my town a little love. I wanted to make one quick comment about the potential brawl between LaFleur and Johnson. I think Matt would be kind of a scrapper, barroom brawler. I see Johnson as Mr. Kung Fu guy, trying to throw a drop kick on you and all that. And as far as the your caller, I love Josh, the caller from Kenosha. It's kind of like listening to Tokyo Rose from the other end. I loved it. Awesome. I wanted to comment on the Packer offensive line real quick. The attitude, I've noticed that even their attitude seems better. Well, I don't know if it's Sean Ryan and Belton getting in there, but I've noticed if you watch on the touchdown run, Jacobs, I know I'm football watcher, but you see Banks after the run, he pushes one of the Bears linebackers away. So they've almost got like a nastier attitude now, and I love it.
Reggie, I want to say I love the very subtle I'm a ball watcher as opposed to a ball knower drop. So, again, anytime there's a clear acknowledgement of your devotion to the show, it is appreciated. And I think you make a great point. Look, I thought that Josh Jacobs was phenomenal yesterday. The third and one that he picks up with the 21-yard run, I don't think we can praise the offensive line on that one because he was surrounded. There were five Bears around him. And not only did he escape, he turns it into a 21-yard gain to set up the go-ahead touchdown. But Tausch, to Reggie's very astute point, it does feel like there's a different attitude. I took the elevator with Elton when I got to the stadium yesterday, and he's in good spirits. And I did not mention that I thought maybe it's possible that they're better off with Sean Ryan at center. That did not come up in our conversation.
Oh, that's weird that that did come up.
Because I believe he is an elite guard, and he should have been left there. And I think there's evidence to say that I'm not wrong about that. But the bottom line is that Sean Ryan is a tough dude. Aaron Banks, now that he's healthy, is a badass too. And Anthony Belton is an enormous human being. I'm not saying those guys play perfect at all, but to Reggie's point, I do think that there is a different edge there than when Jordan Morgan was taking a lot of guard snaps and playing out of position. I do think there's something to what Reggie said there. Do you agree with him?
There is no doubt the production has been better. And this business is about production. So I think Anthony Belton is a big physical brawler. Is there some things you can clean up? Certainly. But they wanted to be bigger and more physical in the interior. They were not that way when they had their preferred starters out there in the middle part of this season. Mm-hmm. They're getting there. I think they are getting better and better week in and week out. And I really felt like yesterday, some of the blitz pickup, both with Chris Brooks, Jacobs, and you start looking at what they did, passing off stunts, and Dennis Allen didn't sit back and just say, we're going to try and rush four, because when they did, it wasn't pretty. They blitzed, and it wasn't pretty. Mm-hmm. And the boys up front did enough, and sometimes even more than enough, because you can't ask, and Matt Bowen, when he talked to us last week, thought this was a big point. You can't ask those guys in the back end to cover for 4 and 5 seconds, especially with speed like Watson's got. Mm-hmm. And that reared its ugly head for Chicago. And that group is getting better and better. And I think if they can stay healthy, you have to like what they're doing. And they're only going to get better and better as they keep working together.
Quick aside before we get to the next call. Did it seem on that slant that Watson turned into a touchdown and he was running nearly 22 miles an hour that he made it look so effortless that it didn't even look like he was running as fast as he was? Or is that just my eyesight going? Like, he made it look so easy. Those guys looked like they were standing still around him.
Jason, why have I been on the Christian Watson train for so long?
Yeah, you and Jesse from the very beginning.
The Philly game as a rookie and then that Bears game. NFL wideouts don't outrun safeties and corners angles. Guys are fast and they'll pull away. But you don't out-angle people in this league. Guys don't do that. Effortless, yes. Guys can't catch him. When he is healthy and rolling, he makes it look easy because he's got another gear that most players don't have. And especially the Chicago Bears guys, you know, oh boy, what's the safety bit? Byard? He's old.
Kevin Byard.
He ain't fast. So it's going to be, you can't put him in that spot. And when you do, you're going to end up looking like that. That's how this works. As you get older, Christian Watson's speed is back, almost 22 miles an hour. That's the difference maker. That's why I've believed you can't coach that. And yesterday it beat up on the Chicago Bears.
Let's get to another call, 844-770-3776. Let's go to Mo in Illinois. Mo, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How are you? I heard you on Chicago radio, and I'm not going to mention the station because it was not our sister station.
Double Dipper.
ESPN 1000, and they booted your tookus right off their airwaves.
Oh, don't think I forgot about that. I got a plan. Hey, payback is sweet. Payback is sweet, and best believe I'm going to be making a call, and they're going to hear it from the good old Mo from Illinois. So you just wait.
You sounded very complimentary toward them, and you said that you were, this is as afraid as you've been of a Bears game, because they put it on their social media. Are you now feeling justified, or how are you feeling after yesterday?
Yeah, it's not that I was afraid. I said nervous because out of all the years, it's been a long time since the Bears have looked this good. So I was very complimentary of them. And let's just say Wildy and Tausch would never boot a caller like that if they were being objective. But no.
Unless you swear.
I've thought about it.
Correct. But yesterday, you know, I was at the game, and I do feel like the second half Bears looked very dangerous. But I also think that the defense was gashed and tired because that first half, I'll tell you something, seeing that defense live in person, they are so stinking fast. The way they fly to that football is just a treat to see. It was really, really impressive. Micah Parsons single-handedly wrecked the Bears' O-line in that first half. I know he didn't get a sack, but my goodness, that guy was in the backfield every time. He let Caleb Williams hear it. And it was just, I can't say enough good things about this team. And one thing I want to say about Mr. Ben Johnson. I hate Ben Johnson. That's not a secret. That's not a secret. Don't you ever, ever speak about our head football coach, Matt LaFleur, like that, and this organization who has owned your franchise, and you're out here in your first press conference talking about, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a season. Hey, buddy, how did that work out for you yesterday? You keep my head coach, you keep his name out of your mouth, and you keep our organization out of your mouth until you could prove that you could beat us consistently. Because the Packers will always own you. Aaron Rodgers said it best. We still own you. Always will own you. Pack on top. Forever and always.
There you have us. That is Mo in Illinois doing his best. What is that, Will Smith? Keep my coach's name out of your mouth. Tausch, you can keep Gina Della's name in your mouth, though, because you should really talk about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, you should make sure your home remains comfortable in this brutal. It's been a really cold, snowy winter so far. And you want to be comfortable before That brutal holiday winter hits. And you know what? Santa's magical, but his elves, they're not qualified to build pillow windows. So instead of going through the big red guy, take advantage of this 0% interest for up to 24 months. Pella's elves, they install year-round and can finish installation in as little as a day. But hurry up. The deal ends December 31st. So schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
We will get to one final call and then a couple of texts. So, Mike and Ken, you get to close things out. We'll wrap things up with Whoa Nelly, if we have time for it, and our final thoughts. That's all still ahead in the 11 o'clock hour, so stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I mean, this league is just so competitive. The balance in our league is crazy, and you just can't take it for granted. And no matter who you're playing, where you're playing, when you're playing, you better bring your A game. And if you don't, you're going to get beat. And so I think we've all learned that and felt that.
That is Matt LaFleur. I gotta say, I'm not sure. There's been a lot of really good moments in today's show. The Matt LaFleur, Ben Johnson fist fight idea, and Ben Johnson thinking he's a kung fu guy might have been sneaky one of the best lines of the day, because he does remind you of that kind of guy who wants to show everybody how he's been classically trained by Mr. Miyagi. Hopefully he doesn't have the same success as Daniel's son. All right, last call of the day goes to the inventor of the wildly popular Go Boo in a Bar t-shirt that I know Tausch has one of.
It
is Mike and Kendall. Mike, good morning. Thanks for the shirts and thanks for the call. What do you got?
Well, Jesse's got to get me two double fat shirts out of the box. I forgot to grab any when I got them made.
They're waiting for you in the drawer, Mike.
Sweet. Well, we'll just have to connect sometime. What size does Matt... Tausch, I'm guessing you were at the bottom of the box with yours. But anyway, I got to say it. No reason to boo in a bar today. Contrary to what Josh thought, I think the Bears are on an upswing, and that's just going to sweeten rivalry. It's nice to play a competitive team and beat them. And I did see one Lambeau leap.
Yep.
I was wondering, can you do a Lambeau leap after a game-winning interception?
There was some discussion about that, actually, after the game. Keyshawn Nixon said all of his teammates told him he should have done that, and he didn't, and he regretted it. So great question. Oh. And, yes, Christian Watson, I don't know if his dad was in the YouTube comments and passed that along to him, but he did a Lambeau leap after his first touchdown. He did not do one after his second. Bo Melton did not do one either. So, yeah, I was keeping track of that.
Yeah, my wife mentioned that also. I think it's because we have so many young guys. They all want to have their own little end zone thing, and I think we got to get the Lambeau leap back. It's like baseball teams trying to steal our sausage race. We can't have it. You know, that's a Green Bay thing. I also agree it's a good point, Mike, on the holding calls. I think he is just so focused. To throw his palms in the air after a play is one thing, but you're not going to get that guy to give up or faint like he's, oh, geez, he really held me there. You got to call that. He's going to go through with the play, and more often than not, I think he's going to finish. And was there a challenge on the series after our defense finally got off the field? It's almost like giving them a long review is almost like a bonus timeout, especially if you can win it. You know what? And that was just another thing.
Yeah, LaFleur won both of his challenges, and thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate that, and we appreciate the shirts. Yeah, LaFleur was 2 for 2, even though the officials did not do the greatest job of explaining what was being challenged and what wasn't. And then I'm still not sure they got everything right when they did that. Matt LaFleur was 2 for 2. He goes with his gut, like AFC Richmond Analytics Collective, based in Richmond, outside of London or something. Look, I will say I had one small disappointment
is
yesterday.
Is that by Avon of Stratford? Is that by?
It's in the same vicinity.
You're gonna go see them on that trip, yeah?
That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be great. I did have one small disappointment yesterday.
Edinburgh.
I did have one small disappointment yesterday. With 3:32 left in the game, they did indeed play Enter Sandman.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was at a change of possession where there wasn't a TV timeout, so we didn't get the whole thing. But they did do it, and so I think it was kind of like a soft opening. Like you do if you opened up Gotham Bagels or something. You open before you really open and have the grand opening. I try not to do this, but I thought Jeff Hafley talking, you know, Tausch and I both, we both talk about dads a lot, being dads and different experiences we each had with our fathers. Jeff Hafley talking about how that whole thing starts with him going to a World Series game with his dad and his brother was really, I thought, special. And so I really enjoyed writing about that for Game Day. So if you haven't seen that on Channel 3000 and you are a dad, or you think about maybe your dad is not with you anymore, like Jeff Hafley's, I do recommend that story. And I was really happy to hear at least the first few bars of Enter Sandman. But they had an opportunity earlier in the fourth quarter when it was a commercial. They're not going to move Roll Out the Barrel. They're always going to play that to start the fourth quarter. But I learned about how the Steelers use Renegade. It's not like Jump Around. It's not at a specific spot. They do it at the first TV timeout of the third or fourth quarter when their defense is going to be on the field. So they do it expressly to get the fans fired up for the defense. So in Green Bay, Jartzy wouldn't have to be telling people to shh, be quiet. The offense is on the field.
Is Renegade royalty free?
It is not. They pay, and the Packers pay for all the music they play in the stadium too. They have to pay royalties for that. So there you have it. Okay. We don't pay royalties to Coors Light, but man, we love talking about them, and we do it because Tausch loves his Blue Mountains.
Whether you're tailgating pregame or enjoying your experience during the game, celebrating a big win like yesterday after the game, you just need a moment to chill. Crack open that Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light. You know it'd be nice? Head out to Golden, Colorado, whoop up on the Broncos, and then crack open that Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light. Head down to Red Rock to celebrate. Maybe you'll get some royalty-free music. There might be a royalty-free music weekend down at Red Rock. I haven't checked. But if it is, it'll be a Coors Light in our hands. It's only 102 calories. It is made to chill. Sub responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
We'll get to a few of your texts from the Carbless Talkin' text line as we meld together Woe Nelly and your texts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I feel like the royalty-free music tries to sound a little bit like some other songs without actually, like a cubic zirconia type deal. meant to look like a diamond, but not really a diamond. Is that am I misreading that, Jesse?
Kind of like some store brand stuff tries to be like a knockoff of
like
a
generic
traditional product. Yeah.
Not as good
as the brand name, but in the ballpark.
And doesn't get us into trouble with YouTube. More importantly, Jesse, what do you have for a text or two from the Carbless Tug and Text line, because those folks seem to get neglected around here?
I have two texts with questions from two fans from two different parts of the country.
Okay.
So first, we'll go...
Alaska.
No, first we're going to go west near Golden, Colorado, to Jeff, Colorado Jeff. Please explain why the defense gets tired, but the opposing offense doesn't if they're on the field for the same amount of time and plays. You always hear how the defense is getting tired, but no one ever says the offense is tired if they're out there the same amount of time.
That's a great question, CJ. So here's the thing. Wideouts, you'll have to ask, but they rotate wideouts.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive linemen and running backs, you're protecting. Defensive players, you don't chase the ball. You don't play. Now, offensive linemen, you are taught to make sure you also follow the football, and you try to get 5 or 10 yards down the field too. But it's a really good question. The answer would be defensive players probably have to exert more energy than the offensive players do. And whether or not that's accurate or not, that would be the reason defensive linemen have to sub in and sub out, where offensive linemen never do unless Jason gets his plan in place to get the third down guard or the
pass blocking guard. Yeah,
pass block, PBG. Yeah, I'm a PBG. You know, in baseball they have POs, pitcher only. It could be I'm just a pass blocking guard. That's all I do. PBG.
What level of baseball do they have a PO? Because that's a new term to me.
Pitcher only?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're called POs. Yeah.
Again, what level of baseball? Like, usually it just says P if it's a pitcher, or OF, CF, 2B.
One of our great partners, a GRB, they have POs. 15, 16, 17, 18. You got a roster, and some guys are hitters and players, and some just pitch. And they call them POs. What do you mean you don't know? You're supposed to be Johnny Intramural. You're umping games, and you're out there doing. What are you talking about, Jesse? POs.
It seems a little aggressive on your response there. He was just asking. I've never heard of a PO either.
Jesse came out and said he basically called me a liar.
I just want
a no good liar.
I asked you a question. I said, at what level of baseball is that?
No. Jesse, you didn't say, Tausch, what is that?
No, he definitely asked what level of baseball that was.
I've never heard that terminology.
No, he definitely asked what level of baseball it was. He did.
It was smug. It was smug, and it was condescending to me that Jesse asked. That's what it was.
It wasn't smug. You're mean.
I've never heard of that. It can't be true. Can't be accurate.
It wasn't smug. You're mean.
Tom in North Carolina texts in, we seem to use the heavy package quite a bit against Detroit the previous game. I didn't notice Tausch wasn't out there. Given that we weren't able to get the run going as well yesterday, should they have used that package more? Tausch?
Hey, Jesse, when you were – I'm not going to go down that road. You go ahead and throw pot shots at me. That's fine. Yeah, it's a matchup thing. It's a matchup thing. And I think when you – Green Bay wanted to control the football and I think limit Detroit's opportunities because Detroit's offense is, I think, at least on the surface, better than what they thought Chicago's was. But when you started getting into that second half and the time of possession was what it was, I think there is no doubt Green Bay probably could look back at it. And who knows, when they go down to Chicago, you want to use that heavy package to me a little bit more on the road. You can control personnel. You can control blitzing. And frankly, I remember when Bill Parcells said, I want teams to blitz. When you're a good offense, you want teams to blitz you. When you go into that heavy package, you can kind of eliminate some of that. That's why you do it, is to kind of calm things down. And I think the Packers were – they were begging Dennis Allen to blitz yesterday. And you know what? When he did, they ate his lunch.
You're mean.
Just like that heavy, just like that heavy set group.
Jesse, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, not at this time.
What are you laughing about so much there, old boy?
The delivery of you're mean.
He was mean. Listen.
So just for the record, Jesse just says I'm being mean, and then he calls me fat right to my face.
Well, because I needed to throw something back. Look, maybe
that's
I'll
a lazy. That's such a lazy one.
I was going to bring this up if we had time for Wonelli today. I think maybe I'll bring it up tomorrow. I don't know if it'll lead the show or if it'll be in the Wonelli segment.
Wow, lead the show.
I am still coming off of being kind of angry yesterday.
What are you mad about?
I didn't have eyes on the entire third quarter of the game.
Oh, dear.
Because of pizza.
Musty Mac?
No. It was pizza. We had a pizza situation yesterday. My parents came over for the game. It was mostly enjoyable, but there was an incident, and I was pretty angry. And I don't know if I looked the worst, or if the pizza place looked the worst, or if my mom looks the worst in the whole thing. So I'll bring that up tomorrow.
Okay,
I'm not ready to talk about the pizza incident yet.
Okay.
Did you tell the pizza people you're mean?
I did not. I did. I told my mom she was a baby, so there was that.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton. I'm curious to hear how it worked out for you. We'll wrap up the show next. It's Will Dietzhausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Yeah, I mean, it meant a lot to everybody. But, you know, obviously, you know, we've all known the comments that were out there, so it is what it is. But, you know, this is a game that means a lot to everybody. It's an NFC North matchup. Obviously, Bears are our number one seed. So it's a huge game. And like I said, you know, we'll see these guys here in a couple weeks again.
That is Jordan Love, and he is right. The Packers will see the Bears again. They face the Denver Broncos out in the suburb of Golden, Colorado. We call Denver. On Sunday, and then they've got the Bears the following Saturday. Tausch, I need your advice before we run out of time.
I love giving advice.
I know you
usually
do.
Usually unsolicited.
So Andrew Banstra, who is my teammate on Channel 3, he's the sports director for WISC TV3 in Madison. He's about 6'4". And so after home games, we shoot a digital exclusive, and I appear on the newscast and everything else.
You're doing digi-onlys with somebody else?
Don't.
Oh, boy. That feels blasphemous to me. Continue. I don't want to ruin your story, but just put that down in the bank for tomorrow, Jesse. Blasphemous.
Put it right next to
digi.
The pizza discussion.
Go ahead, Jason.
Yep. You broke him.
He's a lot taller than me. And okay. So I brought a stool.
No.
And then
for him to sit in?
No, and then I was taller than him. So I'm trying to find
oh my God.
A happy medium.
Stand on a brick.
And I'm not really sure what to do. Because I didn't know how tall the little tyke stool that I took from when the girls were little was going to make me, but it made me too tall.
I was like an inch over him.
Just do it in the stands and stand on one of the steps.
He doesn't do it. So we do our thing for the newscast, and then we do like a 2-minute thing where he asks me a couple of questions, and it's embarrassing. Like, he's so much taller than me. Like, it's one thing if it's Tausch, who you know is a former NFL player. So when I stand next to him, again, I look like a diminutive person, comparatively speaking. But Andrew's like a normal guy. He can play in the NFL. He's a, he does a really good job.
6'4", he's not. He's not how it works.
He's an intimidating presence. I've met him. He's
And on TV, it looks like I'm his little, like his 12-year-old little brother. And so I was trying to resolve that, and instead,
you were so insecure.
I'm not insecure. It just looks
bad. Yes, you did.
Dude, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're not insecure. You're bringing a kid's stool.
Because it looks bad on TV.
He's a TV guy.
Did the TV people tell you to do this, or did you tell them?
Well, in the movies.
Did the TV people ask you to, or did you say, I don't like being short, I'm going to like this?
Tom Cruise does it, so should Wildy.
Andrew and I discussed it after the last appearance, and we agreed that the differential in height is distracting. Yes, we did. But I chose a stool that made me too tall.
You drove the bus on it, though, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was distracting to you.
Yeah, it wasn't distracting. Nobody was complaining about it.
I don't know if anybody was complaining. I wasn't getting the same feedback that I get instantly on this program. My feedback.
What are you
going
to do if you're standing next to somebody and they're too skinny? Are you going to say you need to put weight on? It's distracting.
Bring a pillow and tuck it under the sweatshirt.
This is the dating app situation. Jason is going through the dating app situation, and he's filtering his own deal on the Digi Only.
Luckily,
why did you wait the whole show to bring this up? You know we don't have any time at the end of shows.
I think we know exactly why.
There's nothing more frustrating than you doing a Digi Only and then bringing great content at the end of a show and we can't even talk about it. I'm irritated. Good night.
Luckily, on this show, I don't have to worry about anybody being too skinny compared to me. That's it for us today.
Oh,
have a
snap.
You guys are some real jerk stores, man.
Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.